Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here near Branson, Missouri. Now, we're looking because everything's happening right now, folks, according to the scriptures. In God's dealing with the Jews, it has seven parts to it. The first is the choosing. He chose them. The blessing, the bringing into the land, the scattering, and then the ingathering. We are now watching the ingathering, and we're looking at the restoration and the redemption. And we're going to look today as that is given to us in Jeremiah 30 and 31. God said he would scatter them. They're still going to reveal God to the nations. That's the plan for Israel, to reveal God to those other rebellious nations as nations. And the blessing of those nations is all tied up in the blessing of Israel. So if nations will bless Israel, they'll be blessed. If they curse Israel, they'll be cursed. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, and Jeremiah prophesies to them that they're going to go off into Babylonian captivity, he prophesies in a book within a book that they will come back. So did you read Jeremiah 30 and 31 last night? This book within a book, two chapters, the Lord, verse 2, thus speaketh Jehovah God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. That's these two chapters. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. But notice he calls them my people. My people Israel and Judah, saith Jehovah. That's when he brings them back. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now, when is this? Skip on over to verse 24. In the latter days you shall understand this. Well, actually, the Hebrew says, in the end of days, when all Israel will return. The Hebrew word for the latter days is the end of days. In the end of days, you shall set your heart on this. That means you will understand this. So we're living in the end of days. They might not have understood all this in those days when he was writing it because they were being carried out to Babylon. But we understand it now because we've seen Israel get their land back after thousands of years. We've seen them become a nation in 1948. We watched them get Jerusalem back in 1967. So we can understand this. You and I are the ones that can have our eyes open to this. I will bring again, that means reinstate the captives, my people Israel and Judah, saith Jehovah. I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now, he goes on to talk about actually the tribulation time in verse 7. Well, now this is another word. When you see those little paragraph marks, it means it's a new word that's given. So here's a word. The words came to the prophets. And here's a word that begins. Now these are the words that Jehovah spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. That's who it's concerning. You can't make this be concerning the church. This is concerning the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. We've heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? That day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. The time of Jacob's trouble. This is a seven-year period that we have called the tribulation. It will help you to understand the Hebrew word for trouble. It's tsar, and it means a narrow place that you are pushed into by outer pressures. It is the word used for childbirth because the baby comes down through a narrow passage and the pressure pushes that baby out. And it says that day is great. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, tsar. Now, in the New Testament, we are told that the church is not appointed for this wrath of God. It's not appointed for this tribulation, for this time. And there are scriptures on it. So it's Jacob's trouble. It's the time for the complete purifying then of that nation that's here on this earth. And verse 10, that he shall be saved out of it. Jacob shall be saved out of it. Verse 7, it shall come to pass in that day, saith Jehovah of hosts, I will break his yoke from off your neck, his yoke. It's Satan that has punished them and has been against them all these years. I will burst your bonds with strangers, and you shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve Jehovah their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. David, King David, will be raised back up. And folks, the earthly Jerusalem, the Jews that are alive, they're looking up at Jesus when he comes. They will be the nation on the earth that rules. You and I, you must get that book, The Authority of the Believer by John Macmillan, and you must see how we're going to overtake where those princes of the high ones on high are ruling. It's a thrilling book, Authority of the Believer. We'll make that available to you this week. Just call us or go online and get The Authority of the Believer by John Macmillan. I read out of it on Monday, last week, when we were talking about the volcanic ash and what I think is happening about those things. So we're right here in the midst of these things happening. Now, verse 10. This is chapter 30, Jeremiah 10. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith Jehovah, neither be dismayed, O Israel. I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return. The Jews shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make them afraid. For I am with you, saith Jehovah, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered you, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. I'm going to bring you back, and you're not going to be ended. There's always going to be, folks, a nation of Israel up on the earth. And he said, now, I may make a full end of some of those nations where you were scattered. You see, that's the judgment of the nations. He will judge them as to how they treated Israel. And he talks about a time even when, verse 14, all your lovers have forsaken you. When I was in Israel and the United States came out so strongly against the Jews and against their plan to build some little apartments, we happened to be there with Christians United for Israel having Jerusalem, Night to Honor Israel, and then we had a march plan the next day, which 1,000 of us marched down the streets of Jerusalem. We had flags from every state in the United States, and even some other countries had joined us, and we had signs that said, we are united, we bless Israel. I'm telling you, those Israelis wept. They cried, and I had a good fellowship with a Orthodox Jew who heads up a great place there on in the Jewish quarter. And they have said things like this: we have only one friend left, and that is the evangelical Christians. Folks, this is such a work of God. Because all the mean things, all the horror of the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, the Tsarist Russia, the Holocaust, all of these things were done under the sign of the cross. I don't believe they were real Christians who did them. But they don't know that. The Jews don't know that. And so it's taken God now bringing us close to them. And now I actually literally heard them say, our only friends that we have left are the evangelical Christians. This is God. This is God. See if you can't join up with Christians United for Israel. Just go online and find CUFI and join us. Now, verse 16, remember he's talking to Israel that he's brought back. And he says, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. I will restore health unto thee, and heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. So here we see that he's going to punish all those that devoured Israel. Oh my goodness. It's a horrible thing. You see it right there in verse 16. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you a list of scriptures which say that nations will be judged on how they judge, how they treat Israel. I hate all the shedding of blood and all the things that have happened. But folks, for nations, the number one criteria is how did you treat the land of Israel? And in verse 20, it says at the end of the verse, I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 22, you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury. The whirlwind of the Lord is always judgment. When you look up whirlwind, you'll find that. A continuing whirlwind, it shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he has done it, until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the end of days, you will understand this. And here we are, chapter 31. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Verse 3, Jehovah hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee again. I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. He now starts to talk about the northern kingdom. And in the northern kingdom, they're the ones that rebelled first. And he's going to talk about what the world calls the West Bank. Now, I want to skip right down to verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. Be sure to get this DVD on our trip. I will take you right to these places. And you'll see them right here on a DVD. It's television quality. We made it for a television special. It was shot on location in Israel. And you'll have a lot of these teachings that I'm giving you. You'll understand much better. It normally sells for $30, but we're making it available to you this week. We want it in your hands for $20. So just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Then I hope to meet you at May 24th. Actually, you could come on the 23rd. I'm preaching at Larry Allison's church on the 23rd, but we begin our meeting on the 24th. He always lets us use his facilities. And we're going to have a glorious church conference that begins on May 24th. We have day meetings. We have night meetings. We have 10 o'clock a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. And we start Monday and we end on Wednesday. My daughter Shelley will be with us. We'll be there. These are always very special meetings. Go online, 1-800-972-3447, to get details. You don't have to register for that meeting, but we would like to know if you're coming. Now we have a School of the Holy Spirit with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith here on Prayer Mountain. And me, June 8th through 11th. Both Joe and Ron were trained up by Papa and Mama Goodwin. So there's lots of good things for you to know and experience. We'll be sharing with you right up-to-date information from the voice of one witness, Billy Brim. Nelson, Shalom.